John chapter 2. And the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And 6 water pots of stone were set there, the way the Jews purify water, containing 2 or 3 firkins each. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw out now and carry it to the governor of the feast." And they carried it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was changed to wine and didn't know where it came from, but the servants who drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called for the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this beginning of miracles in Cana of Galilee and demonstrated his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was approaching, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge from small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables, and said to those who sold doves, "Take these things from here. Don't make my father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of your house has eaten me up." Then the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us since you are doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was talking about the temple of his body. When, therefore, he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had said. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover on the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles that he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and didn't need any man to testify, for he knew what was in man.